Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
With everything going on in our nation right now, people taking to the streets to protest the deep racism in this country, and on behalf of the thousands of black men and women who have died at the hands of police, and politicians calling for military action against protesters, people are angry, people are hurting, some are exhausted. Some are finding themselves enraged over systemic racism in this country for the very first time. We asked you if you are angry in this moment and why.
Hi, this is Lori from Philadelphia. The latest publicized incidents of violence against black men has made me confront and feel the anger I suppress daily when seeing how my beautiful, handsome, intelligent, loving son has been treated by police and how it has permanently formed his view of law enforcement and the world. I also feel anger towards those who don't even want to try and understand. I want to shake them and say, look, this is how it is. I realize that I have held my pain when these things happen and have only shared it with close friends and family lest I be considered an angry black woman. But things only change when we speak up.
My name is Jasmine. I'm from Mesquite, Texas, and I'm angry. I think that all the outrage is going to end. I'm upset that the death of Breonna Taylor didn't spark this much outrage because black women need justice too.
Hi, my name is Kimberly, and I'm calling from Olympia. My anger really comes from my inability to explain to my 9-year-old why a man was held down in public and killed simply because of the color of his skin. My son kept asking me, okay, but what did he do that makes it so bad? Why did that happen? How do you explain senselessness and ignorance to children? And how do we stop this cycle?
This is Michael Wood from Lawton, Oklahoma. I've been quite measured in expressing my thoughts, but as a retired Army officer, I'm aghast how the National Guard troops are being used by the states and what is being proposed for active duty forces. No soldier is expected to follow an unlawful order. On the civilian issues, you just don't treat people this way. Watching the clearing of Lafayette Square on Monday this week, law enforcement seems to have no throttle. An unguided missile lit at the hint of the smallest spark.
My name is Julia from Fort Townsend, Washington. I'm angry at all the people who are pushing us to return to normal, when normal is really not okay.
This is Haley from Chicago. Angry doesn't begin to cover the range of emotions I'm feeling. Frustration is probably the main one. I deal with it by getting off social media and letting myself get sucked into a forensic files binge. We have to take time to recharge so we can continue to fight for what's right. Black Lives Matter.
Hi, my name is Jesselyn and I'm calling from Los Angeles. I just wanted to share that I am angry and I am sad and I also feel guilty. As a white woman, I knew that there was racism in our country. I was aware of that. I even knew that it was in our city, but I don't think that I really, really knew. And what has been most impactful about this past week is hearing my black friends' stories and now realizing how restrained they have been in our friendship.
Hi, my name is Billy Huber. I'm calling from Omaha, Nebraska. I'm angry, perhaps more frustrated and confused. I feel like I'm taking a crash course in racism, racial justice or injustice, and white fragility, and the professors and guest lecturers keep contradicting themselves.
Matt from Maine. I've been angry for many years now. I've been scared for even longer. I'm angry because I'm tired of being scared and I don't know what to do anymore. I've been scared since the first time I had a gun pointed at me by a cop because I didn't look like somebody with my name. I've been scared since I was stopped and frisked in New York because of the color of my skin. I've been scared since I was 6 years old and saw a man brutally beaten on TV by LAPD. I've been scared every day of my life and I'm tired of being scared and told to just calm down and relax. Now I'm scared of how angry I am. I'm angry that 65 years after Emmett Till, we lost Ahmaud Arbery, Medgar Evers, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Trayvon Martin, Eric Garner, Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, and thousands of other human beings.
Thank you, as always, for trusting us with your thoughts, reflections, and even with your anger. please keep calling us to tell us what you feel like in this moment. 877-8-MY-TAKE. It's The Takeaway, back in a minute.